Good evening, this is Kerry for Present Moments, and the emotion that I'm going to explore is magic. And the project management technique I'm going to use is, well, it's also magic. And this is a little bit of a different one. Usually I take a kind of abstract emotion and try to ground it with a sort of solid project management technique that I've used and that I know works to kind of clarify that emotion and get a really clear understanding of what it is, where it's coming from, and how I can use it well. But tonight I want to talk to you about a book that I'm reading. So it's by Elizabeth Gilbert, the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, which is obviously international bestseller, and this is her new book called Big Magic. And two of the ideas that I've got from this book, it's beautifully written. You should have a read if you're interested in this kind of thing. It's the kind of tagline is creative living beyond fear, I think. And two of the sort of ideas that have kind of come up for me today whilst reading this book in the evenings and then going about my usual day are the first that creative ideas and inspiration is kind of floating magically all around us. And those ideas are looking for their container. They're looking for somebody who's ready and open and willing and happy for them to come into their lives so that they can be explored and pushed and sort of come to fruition. And sometimes you're not ready for that idea. Sometimes you're quite closed off to that idea. And so off the idea floats and magically lands on somebody else. So this is a little bit kind of, you know, I'm a rational human being. I have a job, I have children, I have a house. You know, this isn't, you know, something that I would normally be kind of, well, I'd be interested, but I maybe wouldn't be like, oh yes, this is it. You know, this is, I believe in magic now. You know, I'm not that person. But in a minute, I'm going to explain why that idea has kind of gone, oh, maybe this is true, or maybe it's a little bit, there's a little bit of truth in it. And the second idea is that if you want those magic ideas to come to you and that creativity to come to you, you have to make yourself as attractive as possible to that idea. So that's not about like being really glamorous or, you know, kind of dressing in your finery, although it might be. It's about kind of putting yourself out there. It is about dressing well, getting dressed, brushing your hair, getting ready for your day, kind of starting your day with the outlook of, yep, here I am, I'm ready for this, I'm awake, I'm open, come to me ideas. So, okay, so today I realise that I may think that this little bit of magic is true, because I'll give you three examples. First example is, in conversation, I realised something. I realised that three people I know who don't know each other, who live in different places, who have no real connection to each other, at different times over the last sort of 5 years or last few years, have had businesses, creative, exciting, imaginative, and unique businesses, which all have very, very similar aims, very, very similar content, although not exactly the same. And the weirdest thing is that they all have very similar names. So the actual names of the businesses were nearly the same. And I kind of thought, how is this possible? This might be that magical thing. Okay, so the second thing is that when I was getting dressed today, I kind of thought about what I'd been reading last night and I changed what I was going to wear. I put something on that I felt good in and I put some makeup on and I was like, right, I want to be creative today. I've got the whole day ahead of me. What can I do? And as I was getting dressed, it came to me that three things that are in my house. So a table that was broken, some nice wrapping paper and trimmings that I bought but hadn't done anything with, and some paint, I could put together to make something. And I got really excited and inspired and, you know, embarrassingly, I did a little dance. I like did a little kind of 90s style bop around my room. And I did it. I did that today and it was really exciting and really fun. And the final thing that made me believe a little bit in this magic is that when, so I was talking about to somebody about my work and explaining that at the moment it was a little bit stale because I was waiting for this big funding to come in or not come in, and I was sort of a bit stuck because I couldn't really make any decisions or plans until I knew, you know, whether we'd got this money or not. And so I'd had a bit more time on my hands than usual. And the person that I was talking to said to me, oh, isn't it funny how that happens? Because it just so happens that I have managed in that time to achieve something that I've been sort of plugging away at for ages, which is my writing. And I actually finished the first draft of the book that I've been working on. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that if I'd been going, you know, 100% at work like I usually am. So it just kind of all sort of fell into place. So I don't know. I'm not a skeptic. I'm not, you know, trying to define this. Normally with an emotion, I'll try and, you know, really pin it down. But I'm not going to this time. I'm going to do something different. And I'm just going to be thankful for those connections and that inspiration and that recognition and understanding that I've had today. And, you know, be pleased that despite the rain and the horrible weather outside and, you know, being on my own all day and the things that would normally get me down a bit, I've had a really lovely day and I've just bought myself some flowers to celebrate. And I hope that if you kind of open your mind just a tiny bit and just think maybe things could be magical, then maybe a little bit of magic will come in to you as well. So yeah, openness. Let's all just be open and accepting and willing for whatever's going to come. Okay, good night.